Hey there, all you naughty bakers, and welcome back to the kitchen of the Bare-Ass Contessa. On today's episode, we'll be teaching you how to make an Irish cream bundt cake. For this recipe, you will need a 10-inch bundt pan, 1 cup of chopped pecans, 1 package of yellow cake mix, 1 package of instant vanilla pudding mix, 4 eggs, water, vegetable oil, butter, white sugar, and don't forget that Irish cream liquor, you forgetful little slut. Now let's get baking, baby. First, get your oven nice and hot. All the way to 325 degrees. Now, whip out that 10-inch bundt pan and lube it up with some butter. Don't be afraid to sprinkle a little flour on it, too. Get those chopped nuts and sprinkle them evenly into that pan. Yeah, just like that. Take the cake mix and let it get nice and cozy with the pudding mix. Mix in your eggs, 1/4 cup of water, 1/2 cup of oil, and 3/4 cups of that sticky, sticky Irish cream. Beat it off, hard, at high speed. That's right, I said beat it off. You can do that for me now, can't you? Take the batter and pour it in the pan all over those nuts. Yeah, cover those nuts, baby. Now give that oven all 10 inches of that rock-hard bundt pan. Slide it all the way in, nice and slow. Oh, now I see why she's called the Bare-Ass Contessa. Cheeky girl. Now to let the mix bake. Set a timer for 60 minutes. 60 minutes. What to do? I know my favorite way to spend time when I'm alone, but I'm kind of on the clock here. Wait, hold on. She really going to do it? I was just making a jerk-off joke. Oh. Ooh. Ooh, my. Looks like great minds think alike. Good for you, baby. Side note, I would kill for those heels. Ooh. Wow, she really knows how to get it. But slow down, girl. Got almost an hour to go. Light a candle or something. What's she reaching for? Oh, hello. An icing spatula. Clearly she knows her way around the kitchen. I've got to admit, this is kind of hot, but surely this is some kind of health code violation. Who am I? The health inspector? Keep it up, you sexy chef. Give that pussy a little slap with the spatula for me, too. Yeah, that's it, baby. I've got to try this sometime. Wait a second. Who's this pasty-looking stud here? He better be the sous chef if he's going to be interrupting our chef while she's in the middle of something important. Wow, he's getting pretty handsy. And there goes the bra. Oh, I see something poking through his apron. Is that a whisk or are you just happy to see her? Whoa, look out. Talk in the kitchen. Wear protective eyewear. Oh, wait, hold on. Are they gonna fuck in this video? Amazing. Definitely not in the script. Or the recipe for that matter. Kinda want her to use his dick to stir that pudding mix. Sorry. This is a bit weird, right? Oh shit. They're really getting into it. And so is this narrator. Mm. Oh, my God. How embarrassing. Forgot you all could hear me. I'm gonna turn off my microphone for a minute. I have to go, eat some dough. Be back in a second. Wait, no, come on! That was like the actual fucking, and not weird porn sex! Talk about a cock tease. All for a stupid bunt cake. Come on, go back. Pretty please. Look at his cock. It's harder than the bunt pan. Okay, fine. Let's get back to work. Time to make the white glaze. Take a saucepan and throw in a quarter cup of water, 1 cup of sugar, and a half cup of butter. Then heat that pan up. Hotter and hotter. Till it begins to boil. Get a spoon and stir the shit out of it for 5 minutes. Stir it hard, baby. Work that spoon shaft up and down. You know, he could just fuck you from behind while you do that. Not that I need the visual stimulation. As I was saying, stir for 5 minutes, then turn off that heat. Add one last quarter cup of Irish cream. When your cake is ready, pop it out of the pan, place it on the plate, and drench it with that white glaze. Ooh, you heard me, baby. I said cover that fucking cake. Coat every inch with that sticky glaze. Don't forget to get some in the little hole in the middle. Oops, spilled a little, you clumsy little slut. That's okay. Lick it up with that little pink tongue. You missed a spot. It's, on the head of his cock. Yeah, there you go. Don't stop till it's nice and clean. I know she's technically just cleaning up, but... isn't the sous chef supposed to assist her? Okay, okay. Just trying to help. Gag away. Don't get me wrong. I love watching a good cock sucking, but I need a little more if I'm gonna get there. To the end of the recipe, I mean. Hey, hot cross buns. That pussy ain't gonna lick itself. How about making him go down on you? Hey, it worked. Should we make sure it wasn't a coincidence? Give her some stockings that match those sexy heels. Okay. Narrator has the power of God. Fuck yeah. Let's make this interesting. Tongue or clit? Oh, yeah, just like that. Pull his hair. Yes. Oh, my God. Grind his face. Punish him with that pussy. Faster. This is getting so hot. No wonder I never liked baking. I never had a sous chef assisting me. Tongue or clit? Oh, yeah, just like that. Pull his hair. Yes. Oh my God, yes. Oh, grind his face. Go on. Punish him with that pussy. Faster. Faster. Oh, this is getting so hot. No wonder I never liked baking. I never had a sous chef assisting me. Lick that fucking clit. Faster, faster, faster. Tongue inside her pussy. Now. Don't forget her tits. Oh, yes. Wrap those legs around him. Ugh, she's fucking loving it.
Oh my god. She's so wet. Fuck. So am I. Should I have him slide his cock inside her? Yeah, that feels right. Let's bring this simmer to a boil. Slide your cock into her pussy. Give your chef some passion. Gentle now. Show her what a good assistant you are. In and out. Look at it glide into her. That's what you really wanted, isn't it? Being filled up with that stiff sous chef cock. You still want it gentle? Or does that pussy need some pounding? Good choice, baby. You heard her. Bend her over the counter and fuck that pussy raw. Oh, fuck yeah. Look at him go. Get that dick, baby. Spank her ass. Again. Again. You like that, you dirty chef. Me too. Fuck. Dick her harder. Harder. Give your chef all the cock she wants. Harder. Oh, do as I fucking command. Oh, whoops. Be professional. Be professional. Just because these two will fuck however you want doesn't mean you should abuse your power. This is just a baking show after all, I think. Holy shit. That was the most fun I've had in a while. Let me try one last thing. Can I get a pair of those heels she's wearing? Ah, damn. Was worth a shot. Okay, you two can get back to whatever you were doing earlier. Go ahead and stick his cock back in your throat. You know, if this baking thing doesn't work out, she could definitely get work as a magician. She just made his whole shaft disappear. Too corny? Sorry. I'm trying anything to keep my mind off buttering my biscuit over here. Oh, I know that look. He's tensing up. Yep, here we go. This pale bastard's about to blow his load. Put on your ponchos, folks. Wait. What is she doing? A cake cum shot? Is that a thing? Wait a second. He's a pale, gingery dude. Has to be Irish, right? And she made him blow his load all over in, get this, in Irish cream cake. Oh shit, that's fucking brilliant. She glazed an Irish cream cake with Irish cream. What kind of fucked up cooking show is this? She better eat it after all that. Yeah, okay. I can jerk off to this. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, eat that cum cake, you dirty little Betty Crocker slut. Oh, swallow all that nasty spunk glaze. Stuff your mouth full. Shit. How horny am I that a jizzy cake was about to get me off? Oof, yikes. Better wrap this up. Thanks for watching this episode of The Bare Ass Contessa, the show that combines baking and blowjobs, I guess. I'm just as confused as you are. By the way, does anyone think she should have made him fuck a hole in the bunk cake? It would have been hilarious. Anyway, we'll see you next time, and as for me, I've got a muffin that needs to be seriously iced.
Hey, Cassidy, can I borrow your spatula for something?